Progress check 5. Exercise 3. Page 94. You are going to listen to part of a presentation by Environmental Education Officer Lisa Madden. Listen and answer all the questions below by marking the correct box with a tick.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Lisa Madden, who is an Environmental Education Officer with Ripon City Council. She has been involved in an environmental regeneration project in her area and is here to talk about ways in which communities can lessen their impact on the environment for the benefit of all.
Good morning, and thank you for that warm welcome. In the work that I do at the City Council, I often give talks in schools or community centres like this one about how communities can do their bit to help the global environment. But today, I would like to focus on the environment in the community itself. There are a number of things that residents can do to rejuvenate the area they live in and make it more environmentally friendly. Let me give you an example of how this can be done. My hometown is a great place to live. It has a beautiful park, great local amenities, and a village hall that is the heart of the community. But it has seen a period of decline recently, and it hasn't moved with the times, which has resulted in some issues that meant it wasn't as environmentally friendly as it could have been. I spoke to a number of my neighbours, and they were of the same mind, so we decided to do something about it. We got together to form a committee to identify and address the problem areas. The park required some work. It had become overgrown and a bit of a litter dump. Traffic was also a big problem. The number of cars on the roads has increased dramatically in recent years, which has resulted in much higher levels of air and noise pollution. Another issue was the lack of recycling services. Residents were having to rely on the local tip for the disposal of large items which were too big for the normal household waste collection. Once we'd identified the areas that needed attention, we got to work. We started with the park. It has always been a popular place in the village, and in the old days you would often see families having a picnic or children playing football there. But over the years, it had become simply a shortcut for people going to the supermarket on the other side. We wanted to restore it to its former glory, so we cleaned up the buildings, picked up the rubbish, and planted new flowers and shrubs. Once we were done with the park, we moved our attention to the issue of traffic. To tackle this, we petitioned the council to introduce traffic calming measures and improve the public transport service to the area. We wanted to incorporate measures that would encourage people to leave their cars at home. We also arranged to have a new recycling point set up in the car park of the village hall, where people could dispose of electrical and household waste, including a composting collection for kitchen waste. These measures have worked well and have had the added benefit of giving the residents pride in their community and what they have achieved. In fact, the work that was done in the park seems to have inspired people to improve the state of their own green spaces and resulted in the village being presented with the Village in Bloom Award earlier in the year.